This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police, city officials, and other state law enforcement spoke out against a bill that would prevent juveniles younger than 12 years old from being criminally prosecuted. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Advocates of the bill call it a holistic approach to helping children who are criminally charged. It would divert kids under 12 to other resources instead of the justice system, unless homicide is suspected. But Dave Hayes with the Colorado Association of Chiefs of Police says it's a problem.
We, like everybody else, want to keep our kids safe. We want to keep our community safe. We just don't believe that this bill is ready to go yet.
The bill is currently moving through the Senate. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Public sector workers, including school teachers and higher education employees, will get workplace protections under a bill on its way to the governor's desk. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Public workers will gain protections from retaliation, harassment, and other workplace threats. They'll be able to freely discuss workplace issues, address their concerns, and have the right to form an employee organization. Private sector workers have had these rights for decades. This year, several teachers have reported retaliation after speaking at school board meetings, advocating for innovative curriculum, or asking for safe staffing levels. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
RTD is getting feedback from passengers about how much it should cost to ride the bus or light rail. The agency plans to revamp its pricing system and make it clearer. One goal is to make the transportation service more equitable for people who can't afford a ride with fares as they are now. RTD is taking comments online. We'll go to Pueblo in just a few minutes and check out the archives of a photographer taking pictures there more than 100 years ago.
You see nature shots. You see, of course, studio photography, portraits of people who came in to have their picture taken.
Many of those subjects were Japanese Americans, and their pictures tell part of Colorado history, and that's a little later. And next, here on Morning Edition, members of the Proud Boys convicted for their part in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is CPR News.